Armadoxy for today, from Dot to World. In keeping with the themes we've been discussing these past few weeks, today I'd like to share with you a message from astronomer and planetary scientist, the late Carl Sagan, with an epilogue by Jesus Christ. In 1990, the spacecraft Voyager 1, after spending 13 years exploring parts of our solar system, had reached the end of our planetary neighborhood. Before departing, it turned around one last time toward planet Earth. It was over 4 billion miles away from home when it snapped a picture and radioed it back to us. Now, if you looked extremely close at the image, and only after it was pointed out to you, and you took a second, third, and fourth glance at it, you might see a pale blue dot against rays of scattered light caused by the sun. Now that image, that dot, is the planet Earth. In 1994, Carl Sagan wrote the book Pale Blue Dot. In it, he reminds us that that dot is home. Everyone we have known, loved or hated, every historical figure, from pauper to king, every barbarian and their warriors, as well as every ethical teacher and their disciples, everyone who we have studied, have all existed on that pale blue dot. He goes on to warn humanity of the fragility of life and the importance of honoring and respecting what we have with one another and our environment on that pale blue dot. Take a look at Sagan's book and his observations of that tiny dot in the universe that we call Earth. You find a prominent scientist, futurist, and thinker talking about the ethics of being human. You see, the scientist and the priest are not too far off each other. They both begin and end their days with dreams. Armadoxy points to the universality of the message of love, faith, and hope. You don't have to scrape the edges of the universe to find this truth. It is in each of our hearts. The challenge is to implement what exists there and recognize that that pale blue dot is home. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read, an expert in the law tested Jesus with the question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Hi, this is Hia from epostle.net, thanking you for your support of these daily messages. If you've missed past episodes, remember to look them up on our website, where you'll find a vast archive of spiritual treasures. For Father Voskin and the entire Epostle team, thank you and God bless.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.